Welcome to Sunet Production. Let me take this. I think there's problem within NPP and Bamia, because looking at everything, looking at Bamia's speech, like, I don't know. Like, I love the fact that everybody is taking their side, and everybody is saying that why that Bamia is not doing this. But I want to take a critical look in this. I want to take a critical look into it. Talking about this, does it mean Bamia is not in support of everything that the president has implemented? Because talking about he removing the e-levy, talking about he dismissing taxes on bed, talking about he removing the emotion tax, emotion. Charlie, like, talking about anything that is already in the city, that he's talking about removing them, does it mean the government or Nanadu in person that they doesn't listen to him? Because thinking about this, thinking about whatever he has, like he said at the US, and at the UPSC, Charlie, like, I actually want to understand certain things, and I think, but we, somebody need to sit down with Bamia and ask all these questions. Does he support, or what was his reaction? How did he react? Or what did he say? Or did he ever think that some of this thing that the president implement was good? Which of them, talking about the e-levy, talking about taxes on sport betting, talking about like the 15% tax that say you want to reduce and all those things, did he ever like say that no, or was it just like, okay, let's try it, then when it doesn't work, when I come, I'll remove it? Because I actually want to understand certain things. Like, I know people are actually saying it though, but what do you think about it? Is this how we are seeing it? Are they playing with our mind, or there is something much more that we don't know, that we have much, something much more that Bamia doesn't want to voice out, because he wants to keep his position? And if he wants to keep his position, that means that he doesn't want the presidency. Because now look at where everything is. If maybe he was like, okay, I want to do this, and the president is saying no, this, then because of this, me, I'm not part of this, he may lose his position as the vice president. But would he lose as a flag bearer, or was he supporting Nanadu because he wanted to win the flag bearer so hard, as much as, or as well as Nanadu doesn't listen to him? Because, like, I actually don't understand this whole thing. And to be honest, I feel like Bamia has never been into it when they are talking about Nanadu bringing out something. I feel there are some people who actually discuss the whole thing with Nanadu without the consulting the vice president and his people, because I actually feel they are like they're kind of deficient. Like this, because Nanadu is the president, they're the final boss, and he doesn't listen to anybody. Whatever he and his crew says, that's it. Doesn't mean that we Ghanaians, we don't understand certain things. Does it mean that Nanadu just take decision based on his people without consulting Bamia's people and Bamia himself? Because talking about, like, see, like anytime I see like a headline on Bamia, I feel like, Charlie, is this man aware that he's also in power? Why is he not telling us what, like, like this Bamia thing here, thinking about this thing critically, thinking about this thing critically, Charlie, nothing they make sense. And I want him, or I want somebody who have been with them to come and tell us something. Actually want somebody who have been with them, like somebody who has been with Bamia, in both Bamia and Akuvado's camp, to tell us what is really happening. That doesn't mean that this take decision on just you being there, just you have to be there, but nothing. Just this guy being there, but he's nobody. Is that how the whole thing is like? Or they both take the decision, but Bamia will feel like, Charlie, nah, we take the decision, but I think this is a bad decision. So, like maybe when I become president, I will change that. Or worse, Bamia helping Nalo to take bad decisions so that when it comes, you come and change it. No, because I'm the bad this thing. Like this thing, they burst my brain, like in a way that I want somebody to actually help me here. Tell me in the comment section what you think, because this is not something that I actually think, like if I actually think far on it. I'm trying to understand this, and I wish somebody will interview, like Captain Smart, dear whoever who can interview Bamia, please get him on a hot seat. And let's ask him this kind of questions, because I think we need to ask Bamia questions. And whenever Bamia will open up in a way that we can ask him questions, I think I have to come forward and ask Bamia questions, because I have a lot of questions I actually want to ask Bamia seriously, because I want to understand certain things, how everything worked under them, like how everything actually works. Is he fanfooling an adult so that he will come and stop the whole thing? Or like, and even if he helped an adult to do this whole thing, like nobody will be blaming him, like nobody will be talking to him now, because let's say that you have Nanado, you solve the country problem. There's no problem. People talk to you, okay, Charlie, be like they have been better than Bamia, so breaking the eight is possible. But now that we know that the breaking the eight is not possible, they are now saying that it's possible. Who gave him that motto? I'm sure somebody who doesn't like him, who is at another side, because this guy is at another side and this guy is at another side, and I'm sure somebody who doesn't really like it. So this is why I think Kenan Japon withdraw, because I feel that Kenan Japon was like Charlie FNP before, they say, oh, like Charlie will be a complaining. So even if I win this presidency, and far. So I feel like Ken was like, okay, I go pretend like I go mafia then I go lose given. So if they still, Bamia will go. If Bamia will lose, if Bamia lose, then the following year, since we have the opportunity, the chances, because definitely Mama will fool. Definitely anybody who will win, they will fool. Definitely another person will come, go flop, because Ghana here, we have the records of flopping every day. They don't do whatever they want to do. So Ken was like, okay, if this is what is going to happen, let me leave them. Bamia will come. But Mama will definitely mafia Ghanaians. Then here I'll be the next choice that Ghana will be calling. Then I'll may win. Then from here, nobody is there to defend or steal for Bamia and how they believe or whatever they believe in. Therefore, then during the end of my primaries, Ken go win. Then if Ken wins, he feels the next person, because I'm sure after Mama wins this one, there's another person, because Mama have been on it for 4 years plus 4 years, 8 years. So I believe maybe unlike Flagler will come. So they clash and maybe Ken wins and they move from there. That's how I see it, because I think like the MPP, they are not actually not helping each other. They are actually not helping each other at all. Looking at what, like how we believe to Bamia, looking at how I personally believe Tanadu and what he have done. Looking at how I personally, because the whole thing is that me, as I'm talking to you now, I never vote for Ronaldo, but you have people in your family who vote for Ronaldo, and they feel like Ronaldo, what like when Ronaldo was like, I've forgotten what the motto he was using back then. He was doing certain things. To assume, isn't that to assume? Yeah, not to assume. So there are people who believe that not to assume is the best thing. And personally, I believe it from, I think from, I think 2018 or something. Like when it came, I believed in him. I was like, okay, Nanaku, don't do it. I think around like 2015 then. I believe in him. I feel like Nanaku must win. And let's see what he can do. Because I totally believe in whatever he brought on the paper. It's not like an MPP or something. I totally believe in whatever he brought out. I was like, okay, Nanaku could do this thing. I was very happy when Nanaku won. And during the Nanaku Asu era, I was actually rooting for him because I feel that he have done something that he's not done. So he can. But so you have to complete. Let me finish it. Have to complete. But after he won, that was it. From 2020, people were supporting him. From 2021, I was like, Charlie, like the man would do anything. That was it till now. And now, Bamia is telling us this. And now, I don't want to see any. Like, nobody should really say that. Nana Bediako, the sentence man. That is always a stupid thing to say. So with that being said, like, I know I have a lot of questions that I've already actually asked. Tell me in the comment section what you think about it. And also, I'll see you in the next video.